Good afternoon, I'm Sharon Alseth with WFYI News. Scores from the problem-plagued I-STEP test that Indiana students took last spring are being released today. The scores have been delayed by the State Department of Education while reviews have been conducted into online testing glitches experienced by students. Indianapolis firefighters are investigating the cause of last night's four-alarm fire at a vacant warehouse at Van Buren and State. Heavy smoke and fire were reported just after 9 last night at the two-story brick building. 53 Indianapolis fire units and one from Speedway were dispatched. There were some problems with wind blowing embers into nearby homes. Most of the homes vacant, but there were some evacuations. One firefighter suffered a slight injury. The main runway of the Monroe County Airport is being closed so crews can make long-term repairs for sinkholes. Airport manager Bruce Payton says a contractor is expected to move in construction equipment and start work this week. The runway at the airport near Bloomington is expected to be closed for 2 months. A smaller runway will remain open during the work. The University of Notre Dame president says contributions and achievements of women across a range of fields will be the focus of a year-long series of events focusing on women in leadership through the Notre Dame Forum. In the first event next Monday, Michelle Flournoy, a former Undersecretary of Defense, and General Ann Dunwoody, the first woman to achieve the four-star rank, will be featured in a conversation moderated by Ann Thompson of NBC News. And the phones are ringing again at Rose Hulman Institute of Technology for Indiana's Homework Hotline. The free math and science tutoring service for students in grades 6 through 12 has started up for its 23rd year. College students who work as tutors take an average of 300 calls an evening. WFYI weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Today's high 91, high tomorrow 94. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth. The local midday business report is next.